Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
Look, my mum died a couple of years ago at 74, and I thought, gee, that's too young. She could have lived another 20 years. And so now I sort of see aging as a bit of a gift, really. So many people don't get to do that. So
this is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us, Ellie, in the studio. And while she's sitting in the makeup chair, Chitra is doing makeup for her. I'll be asking her a few questions. Morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. And let's start and tell us 10 facts about yourself.
I'm 52 years old. I have been married for almost 34 years. I have 3 kids. I'm an artist. More facts. I grew up on the South Coast and had a pony, which was my lifelong dream, but I was violently allergic to him.
Aww.
So that was disappointing, but great fun at the same time.
But you could watch it on the distance.
Yeah, I could only ride for about an hour before I was a mess. I have 3 Devon Rex cats that I can actually cuddle, because hairy animals normally set me off, but these cats are great for me.
Are they like short?
Yeah, they've got more of a wool than hair. So yeah, they give me much joy. My husband is actually a quadriplegic, so I'm a carer for him too. He broke his neck in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Which was a big change for our world.
Yeah, that's a challenging situation.
So, yeah, it is.
If not say more.
Just makes everything a lot more effort to, you know, if you want to travel or anything, we have to hire equipment, and it just makes everything a lot harder because he can't get out of his wheelchair himself. He has to be hoisted and so on. That, yeah, makes life very challenging. I love gardening as well. Anything else that...
So what do you... The gardening is a very wide term. Like, what exactly do you like?
When the kids were young, I had three boys under the age of 5, mm-hmm. and it used to drive me a little bit stir-crazy, so going out into the garden was the place that I could get a whole sentence together in my mind at once without feeling like I was going nuts. And so, yeah, I just started experimenting with different things in the garden, but I've developed a love for bromeliads, and I paint those as well because they're so colourful and fun.
The flowers?
Yeah, they're a plant that flowers, and they're all different shapes and colours and sizes.
What is it called again?
Bromeliad.
Bromeliad.
Oh. Yeah, they're very hardy. They thrive on neglect, so that's a great sort of plant to have.
Uh-huh.
And I also love painting the little animals and things that I find amongst them. I find little dwarf green tree frogs and different things, so I usually include those in my paintings as well.
So did you do it full time, the painting?
No, look, it gets a bit put to the back, mm-hmm. with caring and so on, but I'm in the process of setting up a better art room, and I do really want to focus a lot more on my art then.
What do you use, oil or oil paint or chalk? What
acrylic predominantly, acrylic. But mm-hmm. I have been exploring watercolours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard to paint with.
Yeah, it is. It's such a different approach to acrylics and watercolours. It's, yeah.
Do you sell your art?
Yeah, I do, in local exhibitions and things. So, yeah, I just need to market myself a bit better.
So if someone wants to see what you paint and maybe meet you, so where they can find you?
Well, I live in Coaldale, which is in the Northern Beaches area of Wollongong. Mm-hmm. And I have a Instagram page called Art by Ellie, mm-hmm. all one word. Mm-hmm. So they can look me up on there.
Yeah, I'll give a link in the description. Perfect. Cool. So if you said about pony, what about horses? Have you ever tried horse riding?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was my great love. When I was really little, Mum said I used to gallop everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was just madly into horses. So, I mean, my pony was, I mean, he wasn't as big as a horse, but we used to go on great adventures. We had a 5-acre farm between Berry and Nowra, mm. in an area called Jasper's Brush. And it was back in the 80s where I could disappear for most of the day with my girlfriend and my pony and go skinny dipping in the creeks, and Mum would only see us when it was dinner time, you know, uh-huh. that sort of thing. So it was very free, sort of fun, yeah. adventure-filled yeah. part of my life.
So were you the only child?
No, I had a younger brother too, yeah.
So you grew up on the farm?
Well, from when I was 9 or 10, that's when we got the farm. Before that, we were in town.
In town, okay.
Yeah, but that's when I got my pony.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what else do we get about you? Let's think. What about traveling? I know that now when you're a carer, probably it's not that easy, but have you traveled a lot or?
Yeah, just last year I went to Europe with my oldest child has transitioned to become a woman. Mm-hmm. So her and I went to quite a few places in Europe together for 5 weeks, and then went back to Thailand. Mm-hmm. And she had gender reassignment surgery in Thailand on the way home. Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty intense time, but we had a lovely time together travelling. So she's 28 now.
Mm. Great. So what about, I asked yesterday our participant, I want to ask the same question. Like, you have three kids, and how do you spend time with each of them, or you used to when they were smaller, separately with each of them, or, you know, like some kids, they grow up and they're not the only kid. Sometimes they can get jealous or not enough attention from mom. So do you have this, or did you have this time for each kid separately, or it was always all together?
Oh, look, predominantly it was all together, but you'd always have little special times, mm-hmm. where, you know, you might all go out on a picnic, but one of them might feel a bit cuddly that day and
yeah.
they'd just snuggle with you and so on. I did take them out a bit sometimes on their own. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a great relationship with all three of them. They're all very different. Mm-hmm. The youngest one, who's 23, is still living at home. We have sort of like a lower part of our house that's a bit separate,
mm-hmm.
and he's still involved in helping cook sometimes, and he's a great deal of fun to have around. Mm-hmm. They get to, you know, their later teens, they become really fun to have around, and then they always leave. You know, you just start to really like them, and then they leave.
Exactly, yeah. And then suddenly you're just on your own.
Yeah.
What about the middle child?
The middle one has moved to Melbourne. He did his honours in medical marijuana, so he's working down there. He just finished his honours last year. And I really miss him. It's too far away.
Yeah.
He was my most challenging growing up, but he was always a lot of fun as well. He just was one of these kids that if he'd learned to shut his mouth, he would have been in a lot less trouble.
That's interesting. Okay.
But we're very close. You know, there's a lot about him that's quite similar to me, so that's probably why we clashed at times. But He was always so good at coming back and saying, oh, sorry, Mum, I was a bit over the top there, wasn't I?
Well, at least he understands it now.
Yeah.
Because some kids grow up and never understand what they did to us parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I don't know if we got all the 10 facts about you, but I'm sure that we'll get it by the end of the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So my next question is about aging and what does it mean to you?
Look, my mum died a couple of years ago at 74, and I thought, gee, that's too young. She could have lived another 20 years. And so now I sort of see aging as a bit of a gift, really. Mm. So many people don't get to do that. So, I mean, at the same time, you know, you look in the mirror and go, okay, things sagging a lot more than it used to. But it is a gift to still be here. One of our carers that Shane had would come in the morning and get him up for the day, just suddenly died the other day. And she wasn't even 50 yet. She had an asthma attack and died. And we're a bit heartbroken for her family. And just, yeah, just makes you aware of just how fragile life can be, really.
Mm. So, but if you could go back in time to any age, what it would be and what advice would you give yourself at that age?
I think I loved 24 was sort of my age that I really enjoyed, where you just felt that little bit older. You'd passed the teens and you were starting to feel comfortable with being an adult and the freedom that comes with that. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility too. Mm. But I think I'll tell myself not to be worried so much about what other people think and just be confident to be yourself. I think, you know, that's always been something that I've been worried about, what other people think of me. Yeah. I lack a lot of confidence.
So what would you tell yourself?
Just to be kinder to myself, I guess, and just to be happy in the skin that you're in.
So if your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you right now?
Oh, I don't know. I think it would be happy that I'm looking after it a bit better. Mm-hmm. It would probably like to do a bit more leisurely sort of exercise and just get outdoors a bit more and, yeah, just soak in some sun and a bit of nature, I think.
So what do you think are the main causes for body image issues?
Look, I think the biggest thing for me was I was sexually abused as a kid, from the age of 4 to 10. And that is really the time that you're developing your sense of self and who you are, and so I think I got a very mixed up sense of self, and so my self-confidence still is pretty low, actually. So I think that's something that's really affected my life. Mm-hmm. What was the rest of the question?
What do you think are the main causes for this body image issues?
Yeah, so that's definitely a main cause for me. Mm-hmm. The other thing that really affected me growing up too, my mum had been a chubby teenager and she really hated that. So if I ever put on weight when I was a teenager, she'd put me on these weird diets and it was just a really unhealthy example to me, really. So yeah, it always made me paranoid about putting on weight and I'd be really down on myself. And I really in latter years, those sorts of things just didn't matter to Mum anymore. She just loved me for who I was, but it was hard being a teen with that sort of constant criticism, I guess.
Mm. You think it's affected your body image?
Yeah, yeah.
as well. So how did you overcome that those days, and has it changed now if you have any body insecurities from time to time? So how do you manage that? So my question is, I guess, what are your go-to methods to manage your body insecurities when they come up? And has it changed with age? Has it changed since you were younger?
Yeah, I think now that I've lost some weight and so on, I feel a lot more confident in myself, and I enjoy going out more and things because I'm not so hard on myself, feeling like I don't look good or that sort of thing. So in that regard, I mean, I think anyone can be happy in their own skin. It doesn't matter what you weigh or, but for myself, that made a big difference in my confidence and just feeling healthier and stuff. I guess it's just given me more of a willingness to not just lock myself away, but to go out and enjoy life a bit more again. Mm-hmm. So,
what did you do when you were younger?
Did lots of funny diets and things.
Now it's more of a mental support to yourself, and before it was more physical, yeah, through diets.
Yeah.
Starving yourself.
I got postnatal depression with the second baby, mm-hmm. and that sort of, I don't think I've ever really lost the depression from that, mm-hmm. But I manage it well with medication. So I would lose a whole lot of weight and then I'd put it all back on again. So it was just a matter of how well I was coping with the busyness of the kids and
yeah.
all of that too.
It wasn't any effective.
Yeah. A lot of people that have been abused as a kid do end up suffering with depression, which I didn't know at the time. It was all a bit of a rude shock to me. But yeah, like I say, I've managed it well with counselling and medication and so on.
And I was going to ask you, yeah, that how did you heal that trauma? Did you go to counselling? So what was your... And when did you realise that you need to actually do something about that? Was it affecting your relationship? Was it like my question, that do you think that a negative body image can affect relationship?
I definitely think it can. When I wasn't feeling like I looked good, I'd certainly want to try and hide away a bit more. But my husband was very gentle and kind with me and would never make me do anything I didn't want to do. So he was perfect for someone with my past. Mm. But I mean, all of that sort of got destroyed really with him breaking his neck. None of that works anymore, so that's been a great loss to us.
So how did you realise that you need help?
Oh, just, I guess, when you start to have kids yourself and you start thinking, gosh, I need to protect them, and mm-hmm. and then you think, start having flashbacks or that sort of thing, you just think to yourself, I really need to talk this through with someone. Mm. So, yeah, I've seen quite a few people over the years.
Well, they're the professionals,
you know? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you do any kind of meditations or... because I know that people sometimes, they go either... like professional psychologists, or they go other way, more kind of a religious way, doing the meditation, or
yep.
they get into religion or something.
Yeah, well, I was brought up in the church, and I still do love God, and I still pray. That's sort of, I guess I use that as a sort of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually attend a church any longer because I just haven't... It's hard to find one that's accepting of trans people and gay people and so on, and We are very much that in our household.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I still have lots of lovely friends from the church times and so on, but it's just not as a bigger part of my life anymore. But it was certainly helpful to me to be able to turn to God for help in those times.
Mm.
So how do you find the support? Like you said that your household supports trans people, and as I understand, does it belong to LGBT community?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you find support? Like, do you have any groups you're in, or like, how does it work?
Well, Jem, that's my daughter. She lives in Maroubra, so she's not at home.
Mm-hmm.
She actually works for a trans supporting company. Well, they do the whole LGBTQI thing. They support everyone within that group. But yeah, I mean, Shane, my husband, and Jem have done podcasts of her journey.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, and a lot of our friends and family and so on have been able to sort of understand better where Jem's coming from and the process that she's had to work through with trying to, for a long time she tried to embrace her masculine side, but in the end it was just too hard for her. So now she's embraced her female self and she's a lot happier in herself. Mm. So, and that's what you want for your kids, for them to be happy.
So is this podcast still there? Like,
yeah.
What's the name if someone wants to listen to that?
I think it's called Changes, but I'll definitely find a link for you for the...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So my last question, I think I asked all the questions I wanted about body image and aging. What's your favorite quote about being a woman, or maybe thought or saying? What is it?
I like
being a woman.
A couple of ones that Eleanor Roosevelt said about well-behaved women really make history. It's not that I'm bad, but I do like to be a little bit naughty sometimes. Just
to be a rule breaker.
Yeah. Just, you know, I wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't get myself in trouble with the law, but I do like, you know, if there's a chalkboard out the front with words that are easy to change to something funny, I'll do it and sneak away.
So a naughty one.
Giggling like a little kid.
Yeah, sometimes we need fun.
That's right.
And we're the creators of our own fun.
Yeah. Having a sense of humour is really important to me too, so... That's the way we've sort of worked our way through Shane's accident and life now. Yeah. The kids do give him quite a stir with their jokes at times. I can remember Jake, the middle one, when he first went out with his girlfriend. We all went into the city for something and they went off to do their own thing and we were going off to something else. And as they were leaving, Shane said, "Don't do anything I wouldn't do." And Jake said, "Like walk." And his girlfriend was mortified. Absolutely. She was like, "You can't speak to your father like that."
That's funny.
So, yes, we do have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I heard that humour is the best healer of a stress situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, okay, it's done. What can you do? Mm. Like, to add up a bit of fun, you know, and humor, it's not going to make it worse.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day and your photo shoot.
Yes, thanks, Alexandra, for having me.
Thank you.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.